Welcome to today's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
This is Mikey, and I'm reading from the Midland Reporter Telegram for Tuesday, June 4th, 2024. MDC Board Signs Promotional Agreement with YMCA by Mella McEwen. Midland Development Corporation board members Monday agreed to additional support for the YMCA's new Northwest Midland location. Board members approved a resolution authorizing a promotional agreement with the Young Men's Christian Association in the amount of $500,000 to be paid in three yearly installments in 2024, 2025, and 2026, in exchange for the YMCA's advertising and promoting Midland and its business opportunities, as well as its Midland operations. Christine Bearden, Midland YMCA Chief Executive Officer, told board members $6.3 million of the $7 million construction budget has been raised, and an additional $1 million will be needed for infrastructure improvements. John Burkholder opposed the agreement, telling board members he has a problem with any business that isn't a major economic driver receiving promotional funding. If you give funding for promotional purposes, it needs to go to businesses the MDC is here to serve, major economic drivers, and to truly bring in economic drivers, he said. Honolulu building owner wants to sell. Bupin Agrawal has his Honolulu building at 200 West Illinois Avenue on the market, and he's hoping the MDC will buy it. At Monday's monthly MDC board meeting, Agrawal detailed his investments in restoring the building, which boasts large planters and benches in front of the building. The building now has new paint, a new roof, and new air conditioning. "It is my passion to restore the building," he said. "I did it on my own, and I'm very proud of the results." Agrawal told board members he believes it would be a beneficial addition to City Hall, which is located east of the building. The combined complex would sit on two blocks with glass structures, seasonal colorful flowers on one block, and desert landscaping on the second block, a pump jack and model of Old Midland on the eastern block, he said. Truck training. Midland College demonstrated to board members the impact funding from the MDC, which joined with Permian Basin Workforce to fund a new Peterbilt truck and tuition for 20 students, is having on those students. Robert Heinich, MC Director of Transportation Training and Truck Driving / Commercial Driver's License, brought father and son students who detailed how the training has benefited them. "The program has been life-changing," Andrew Rico Sr. told board members. "Since taking the courses, he said he has been able to understand business better. It has changed the narrative of my life." Andrew Rico Jr. noted that trucks and truck drivers are the backbone of the economy, delivering everything from the chairs and table board members were sitting at to gasoline and more. "I'm grateful for the scholarship and funding provided for students like me," he said. Aerospace research. Board members also approved a resolution executing a master research and development agreement with MITRE. The move comes months after the two entities signed a memorandum of understanding to work collaboratively on a broad range of strategies, initiatives, and activities to further commercial space and high-speed flight operations in the Permian Basin. Under the agreement, MDC will engage MITRE, a scientific research nonprofit corporation, during the term of the agreement to provide research and development, systems engineering, and related advisory services. There are no funding commitments. Any funding requests will be brought to the MDC board during each service, known as a statement of work. Tornado in Midland, Ector County rated EF3 by Ben Schaefer. The National Weather Service reported the tornadoes that hit around Midland this weekend were rated EF unknown to EF3. The enhanced Fujita EF scale, according to NWS, is used to assign a tornado rating based on estimated wind speeds and related damage. The EF scale is a set of wind estimates, not measurements, based on damage. The scale goes to 5. The NWS reported the tornado that touched down in southern Midland County and moved into northern Ector County was the highest, with an EF rating of 3. An EF3 rating, the NWS states, has a 3-second gust speed of 136 to 165 miles per hour. Because of storm damage, the NWS has temporarily suspended its weather balloon inflation and operations until further notice. The National Weather Service launches weather balloons to sample temperatures, moistures, and wind in the atmosphere. The NWS did not report any damage to its weather radar. NWS officials said the Doppler radar has survived recent hailstorms and tornadoes. New leadership, fresh beginnings. Midland ISD hires 4 new principals for next school year. By Kesley Salinas, staff writer. Midland ISD approved the hiring of 4 principals for the 2024 to 2025 school year. Midland ISD held a special board meeting Monday to request for approval to hire principals for Bush Elementary, San Jacinto Junior High, Midland Freshman High, and Midland High. MISD has 4 spots to fill as Jennifer Siebert, the principal at Midland High, was recently hired as the dean of the College of Education at the University of Texas Permian Basin. Misty Ring, the principal of Midland Freshman, was hired as the principal of Legacy Freshman. The previous San Jacinto Junior High principal is retiring, and the Bush Elementary principal is moving. The 4 candidates introduced were Melanie Hall, Kelly Doster, Laura Miller, and Dr. Michelle Klein. The board unanimously approved the hiring of the principal candidates. Hall will be the principal at Midland Freshman. She was previously the assistant principal at Legacy High. Hall was unable to attend the board meeting on Monday. Doster will be the principal at Bush Elementary. He was previously the district assistant principal at Center Point ISD. "I'm ready to hit the ground running," said Doster. "I'm so ready to be a part of MISD." Miller will be the principal at San Jacinto Junior High. She was previously the assistant principal at Andrews Middle School. "I'm so excited to hit the ground running," Miller said. "I'm ready to get going." Klein will be the principal at Midland High. She was previously the associate principal at Midland High. "Midland High School has been like my home for 2 years now," Klein said. She added that she appreciates the trust in her to serve as principal at Midland High. New Midland Sports Facility planned at Scarborough Complex. By B.K. Richter, online editor. A new Midland sports facility is slated for development on 4.1 acres of property located on the northeast side of the Scarborough Sports Complex. According to the nonprofit Midland Athletic Syndicate, the city-owned land will be leased to the sports organization for a 49-year term with an additional option of a 25-year extension. Last month, MAS released its designs and plans for the 115,000-square-foot indoor sports facility. The Diamondback Energy Athletic Complex will include 6 full-size basketball courts that can convert to 12 full-size volleyball courts, and 1 5x5 indoor soccer arena that can also be used as a multi-sport turf space. Additionally, the sports facility plans to provide for both male and female restrooms and locker rooms, concession sales, staff space, offices, spectator seating, and flex space rooms for meetings and educational settings. MAS has confirmed that the engineering firm Jacob Martin of Abilene has been hired to design the facility. Martin designed and built the Dodge Jones Sports Complex in Abilene. The project is estimated to cost $35 million, using an estimated construction cost of $300 per square foot. An additional $3 million endowment fund to support future maintenance and operational needs is included within the budget for the project as well. Odessa apartment fire displaces over 50 residents. By B.K. Richter, staff writer. Odessa. More than 50 people were displaced after an apartment fire during this past weekend. According to Odessa city officials, the fire began at about 7 p.m. Saturday at Fairgreen Apartments, 4675 Oakwood Drive. About 25 units were impacted, and more than 50 people were displaced. The attic fire ran the length of the apartment building, Odessa Fire Rescue Chief James Cotton said in a video published by the City of Odessa. "There was also another building where residents were displaced because we had to cut the electricity. No injuries were reported, and the fire marshal's office is investigating. We are working with the Red Cross right now and the apartment complex management to find housing for the people who have been displaced," Cotton said. The American Red Cross said most donations can be made on its website. The organization also said that those who want to make a large contribution, especially to the Red Cross of the Permian Basin, can contact Tracy Austin, Executive Director of the Red Cross Permian Basin Chapter, at tracy.austin@redcross.org. Texas DPS asks for positive donations, volunteers, by Ben Schaefer. The Texas Department of Public Safety says that it has been inundated with volunteers and donations in response to the tornado that impacted Sanderson this past weekend. The town of Sanderson will need the West Texas community's assistance in the future as the residents rebuild. But Texas DPS is asking everyone to hold off on responding to Sanderson or sending supplies at this time, Texas DPS said in a release. According to DPS, preliminary information shows that several residences suffered severe damage and other structures in the community received moderate damage. Sanderson is about 2.5 hours south of Midland. Company pleads guilty in Beagle's breeding neglect case, ordered to pay $35 million fine. By Matthew Barraquette, Associated Press. A company that bred beagles for medical research agreed Monday to pay a record $35 million as part of a criminal plea admitting it neglected thousands of dogs at its breeding facility in rural Virginia. Prosecutors said the penalties amount to the largest ever levied in an animal welfare case. The plea deal also bars the company that operated the facility and Vigo RMS, as well as parent company Innotive, from breeding or selling dogs in the future. The federal investigation of Envigo drew national attention in May 2022 when federal authorities conducted a search of the breeding facility in Cumberland County, Virginia, and found nearly 450 animals in acute distress. The company later agreed to relinquish all 4,000 beagles at the facility, which were sent around the country for adoption. U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Virginia, Christopher Cavanaugh, whose office prosecuted the case, said Monday after a plea hearing at federal court in Charlottesville that Envigo and Innotive prioritized profits and convenience over following the law. He said the company generated $16 million in revenue between 2019 and May 2022 when the search occurred, through the sale of 15,000 beagles over that time. But he said the company refused to make the investments necessary to provide for the animals' basic care. Cages were cleaned twice a month rather than every day as required. Animals were euthanized, including by direct injections to their heart without sedation, he said. Dogs were routinely injured by getting their paws caught in flooring composed of metal grates that left space for paws to easily fall through. Food and water were lacking and unclean. Court records show that 300 puppies died over a 7-month stretch around 2021, for what was described as unknown causes. He said the company continued to employ a veterinarian who had botched surgeries and oversaw numerous violations because executives believed it would be too difficult to find a replacement. Todd Kim, Assistant Attorney General for the Environment and Natural Resources Division of the Justice Department, said Envigo unlawfully enriched itself by failing to spend the necessary money for upgrades and by failing to hire enough trained and competent staff. The Cumberland facility, which employed nearly 40 people, has been shuttered. Cavanaugh said it was woefully understaffed to care for thousands of dogs. The plea deal calls for an $11 million fine for violating the Animal Welfare Act and an $11 million fine for violating the Clean Water Act. The deal also requires Innotiv to spend $7 million over the next 3 years to improve its facilities and meet standards in excess of the Animal Welfare Act requirements. The plea deal includes an admission that Envigo violated the Clean Water Act by discharging hundreds of thousands of gallons of improperly treated wastewater. It also includes $3.5 million for environmental repairs in Cumberland County and requires the company to pay the cost of a compliance monitor while it's on probation, which will run for a period of 3 to 5 years. The plea agreement also requires the companies to pay roughly $1.9 million to the Humane Society of the United States for assistance it provided to the investigation. Prosecutors also said their investigation is ongoing and that criminal cases against individual employees remain possible. West Lafayette, Indiana-based Innotiv, issued what it called a statement of contrition Monday after the plea hearing. In committing the crimes identified in the charging document and by not making the necessary infrastructure upgrades and hiring the requisite staff, We fell short of our standards for animal and environmental welfare and apologized to the public for the harm caused by our conduct, the company said. In resolving this matter, we renew our commitment to maintaining the highest standards of animal care. Midland's Hopple wins silver in 800 by Christopher Hadorn, staff writer. Midland High grad Bryce Hopple placed second with a time of 1 minute 44.29 seconds in the men's 800 meters at the Stockholm meet of the Wanda Diamond League on Sunday. Hopple, ranked number 6 in the world in the 800 by World Athletics, was running against 4 of the top 11 runners in the world in Stockholm, Sweden. Number 3 ranked Jamal Sajadi of Algeria won the race with a world's best time in the 2024 outdoor season of 1:43.23. Number 8 ranked Shepiso Masalela of Botswana placed 3rd, 1:44.44, while number 7 ranked Ben Pattison of Great Britain finished 4th, 1:44.44. Hopple, an Olympic veteran and 2024 World Indoor 800 champion, will vie for one of 3 Olympic spots on the American team when the U.S. Olympic team trials take place June 21st to 30th at Hayward Field in Eugene, Oregon. Rockhounds Auto Bounce Back by Christopher Hadorn, staff writer. The Midland Rockhounds will look to get back on the winning track when their homestand continues Tuesday. The Rockhounds begin a 6-game series with the 4th-place San Antonio Missions, 22-28, at 6:30 p.m. Midland entered the 12-game homestand in first place of the Texas League South Division first half standings, but have since fell 4 games back of first place Frisco, 34-17. The Rough Riders have won 9 straight, which includes a 6-game sweep of the Missions. The Rockhounds dropped their first series of the homestand to the 5th-place Corpus Christi Hooks, 19-32, who took 4 out of 6. In the series opener, lefty Domingo Robles, 0-1, 6.75 ERA, will start for the Rockhounds, while the Missions will turn to left-hander Robbie Snelling, 1-4, 5.14, who is ranked as the San Diego Padres' number 2 prospect and 25th overall prospect in baseball, according to MLB Pipeline. San Antonio has a talented pitching staff as pitchers Ryan Berger, number 7, Austin Krob, number 9, and Victor Lizarraga, number 10, also rank among the Padres' top 10. Midland's Kobe Thomas is tied for the Texas League lead with 14 home runs, and he leads all circuit batters with 45 RBI. Rockhounds infielder Cooper Bowman stole his league-standing 23rd stolen base in a 5-1 loss to the Hooks on Sunday. Bowman has not been caught stealing in 23 tries. Scenes from Kahoma's Championship Parade by Midland Reporter Telegram. Kahoma held a parade on Sunday to celebrate the Kahoma High School softball team's repeat UIL Class 3A state title. The Bulldoggets beat Grandview 3-2 in the Class 3A state championship game to claim their second straight state title, May 30th at Red and Charlene McCombs Field in Austin. Kahoma finished the 2024 season with a perfect 32-0 record and hold a 58-game winning streak that dates back to the 2023 season. Senior Bryn Rogers hit a go-ahead RBI double in the top of the 8th to give Kahoma the lead over Grandview in the state title game. Rogers was named UIL State Championship Game MVP. Bulldogette starter Hannah Wells improved to 20-0 on the season by allowing 2 runs in 8 innings pitched. Life tributes or obituaries. Christine Thomas Mears, November 15, 1922, to May 31st, 2024. Mrs. Christine Thomas Mears was born on November 15, 1922 in Dublin, Texas. She graduated to be with her Heavenly Father on May 31st, 2024 at an amazing 101 years of age. A celebration of life service is scheduled for 11 a.m. on June 14, 2024 at Lorraine Methodist Church in Lorraine, Texas. In lieu of flowers, please donate to Lorraine Methodist Church or Manor Park in Midland, Texas. Arrangements are under the direction of Nellie Pickle and Welsh Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelsh.com. Deborah Morton, July 9, 1957 to May 29, 2024. Deborah Morton, 66, of Big Spring, Texas, passed away on Wednesday, May 29, 2024, surrounded by her family. A visitation will be held from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Thursday, June 6, 2024, at Nellie Pickle and Welsh Funeral Home Chapel, Midland, Texas. Graveside services will follow at 3 p.m. Thursday, June 6, 2024, at Rest Haven Memorial Park, Midland, Texas. If you would like, please send flowers to the funeral home at 3800 North Big Spring Street in Midland. Arrangements are under the direction of Nellie Pickle and Welsh Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelsh.com. Dorothy Nell Thompson, February 15, 1941 to May 31, 2024. Dorothy Nell Thompson departed from this life on May 31, 2024, at the age of 83. The family will receive friends from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Thursday, June 6, 2024, at Nellie Pickle and Welsh Funeral Home. Funeral services will be held at 10 a.m. Friday, June 7, 2024, at Nellie Pickle and Welsh Funeral Home Chapel. Graveside service will follow at Hill Cemetery and Gold Bus, Texas. Arrangements are under the direction of Nellie Pickle and Welsh Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences can be made at www.npwelsh.com.
This is Kim, and I am reading the Odessa American. Today's date is Tuesday, June 4th. Pfluger honors San Angelo legend Phil George on his 100th birthday. Today, Congressman Pfluger spoke on the House floor in honor of San Angelo legend Phil George on his 100th birthday. I rise to wish Mr. Phil George, a retired Angelo State University coach and distinguished veteran, a happy 100th birthday. Phil George is a legend in my hometown of San Angelo and a veteran of both World War II and the Vietnam War, where he spent years of service as an incredibly talented pilot. When our nation called, he answered multiple times. I cannot overstate the sacrifices he made both professionally and personally by putting his career as a basketball coach on hold and leaving his loving wife and children at home while he answered the nation's call to serve in both World War II and Vietnam. His stories are incredible, his faith in God palpable, and his love of his late wife and family inspiring. In addition to his record of service to our nation, Mr. George has an incredible record as a basketball coach and athletic director at Angelo State University. Folks, when you think about the greatest generation, you think about Mr. Phil George. Mr. George, happy birthday today. OC names new vice president for academic partnership. Jason Meldrum, associate vice president, student services and enrollment at Odessa College, was announced as the lone finalist for vice president for academic partnership at the college during Tuesday's Board of Trustees meeting. OC President Gregory Williams said, Meldrum has been at OC for a year and a half and served the college really well. He's done a wonderful job with everything he has been given so far. He and his team led the outreach efforts for the Promise Program, and he has been an able assistant in the Student Services and Enrollment Management area as the Associate Vice President to Tim McKay, Vice President, Student Services and Enrollment Management, Williams said. Meldrum will replace Fuentes, who is going on to be president of Clovis Community College in Clovis, New Mexico. Meldrum said replacing Fuentes will be impossible. We have just great employees here, he said. He added that it is bittersweet for him as he currently works with one of the best teams on campus. In other business, the board approved a 10-year tax abatement agreement with Matheson Trigas valued at $500,000. They also approved increasing the homestead exemption for those 65 and over to $40,000 from the current $20,000. All the other exemptions will remain the same, Board Chair Gary Johnson said. An overview of the success of the early college high schools on campus, OC Tech's and Odessa Collegiate Academy were given. The four-year graduation rate at OC Tech's is 98.5%, ECISD's rate is 85.5%, and Texas is 90%. Odessa Collegiate Academy's four-year graduation rate is 96.2%. This is for the students who started in ninth grade in 2017-18 and received a high school diploma on time. In the Vision 2030 Plus update, Vice President of Administrative Services Ken Zartner said, the Wood Health Sciences building is expected to be complete by the end of June, with a grand opening in the fall at the end of August or early September. Zartner said 90 new pickleball courts have been added to the campus. Williams said $102,504 was raised in the employee giving campaign with 100% participation, which is a record. Ryan Esparza won a Mustang in the Drive to Success finale May 3rd. He is majoring in criminal justice in the Bachelor of Applied Arts and Sciences program. Williams said 1,001 students participated in graduation. The college raised $40,250 in the Permian Basin Gives campaign. The goal was $15,000. Odessan arrested in connection with shooting. A 26-year-old Odessan was arrested Thursday on a warrant issued after he was accused of firing a gun at another man. According to an Ector County Sheriff's Department report, deputies received a shots-fired call from the 8100 block of North Golder around noon, May 13th. When they arrived, a 43-year-old man said he was arguing with Jorge Luis Mejia Tercero when Tercero loaded a magazine and a gun and fired at him as he began to run away. The older man provided deputies with a cell phone footage of a portion of the incident, and a neutral witness corroborated his story as well, the report stated. Deputies obtained a warrant for Tercero's arrest, and he was booked into the Ector County Jail on suspicion of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon Thursday. He remained in custody Monday on a $40,000 surety bond and an Immigration and Customs Enforcement hold. TxDOT issues I-20 traffic alert. The Texas Department of Transportation issued a traffic alert Monday for I-20 in Midland County. The new westbound I-20 entrance ramp east of Loop 250 will open Tuesday. There will be rolling closures in the westbound right lane between Midland Drive and Loop 250 as the construction team opens up this permanent feature of the project. Know before you go, use the Basin 20 app to plan your travel along Interstate 20 construction zone. 10th Annual Community-Wide Wellness Tour Set. The 10th Annual Wellness Tour is June 4th through 8th. Aimed at promoting health and wellness resources to the greater Midland community, the week is created and organized by Midland Health with the help of the City of Midland, Midland Fire Department, Midland College, Midland ISD, Keep Midland Beautiful, Midland Development Corporation, Senior Life, and Fix West Texas, a name to name a few, a news release said. This year, they plan to close out Wellness Tour in a special way by having ESPY Award winner NCAA national champion wrestler Anthony Robles as a featured speaker following a ninja obstacle course at Midland College on June 8th. To learn more about Robles and a full list of events, visit MidlandWellnessTour.com.
We've been reading from the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. Please stay tuned for the weather, followed by the second hour's reading of the newspapers.